Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we're jumping straight into some pretty strict requirements for buildings here in South Africa. We're looking at a 2-in-1 board notice, the one from the CIDB, that basically made Green Star South Africa Office Version 1 the go-to best practice for, well, for major office builds.
That's right. Yeah, this isn't just nice to have advice anymore. It's a mandatory design. And our mission today is to really get into one specific category that dictates how these places feel. Indoor environment quality. IEQ.
IEQ, right. And it's got a pretty hefty weighting.
It does, yeah, 15%. But really, those 28 points available within it, they're the absolute blueprint for what a green office needs to be. Healthy, comfortable, productive. It gets specific down to, you know, humidity levels, sound levels.
Okay, let's unpack that then. Maybe start with theme one, breathing better, ventilation and air quality.
Good place to start. So the ventilation standards here, they push way past the standard South African national standard, SANIAS 10400.
How far past?
Well, take mechanically ventilated spaces. You can actually earn 3 points just for showing a 150% improvement in the outside air you're bringing in compared to that standard.
Wow, 150%. That's moving a lot of air.
It is, yeah. And that immediately flags something, right? 150% boost in air usually means a big jump in fan power.
Right. How does the standard handle that, the potential energy hit?
Well, what's interesting is it kind of anticipates this. It mandates CO2 monitoring systems. These systems have to continuously adjust the ventilation based on, you know, how many people are actually in the space at any given time. Real-time occupancy.
Ah, okay. So it's not just cranking the fans all day. It's smarter. An active system managing both air and energy.
Exactly. And it's not just about the amount of air. It's the quality of distribution. They measure something called air change effectiveness, ACE.
ACE.
Right.
What's that checking for?
It basically checks how well the fresh air actually flushes out the old stale air. You need an ACE score over 0.95 across 95% of the usable floor area.
Sounds tricky to guarantee.
It is. And look, there's this really specific rule for one type of system, displacement ventilation, the deemed to satisfy part. It says your low-level supply vents, they have to be spread out so evenly that wherever you stand, there's a diffuser within 10 meters.
10 meters, okay.
And then the extract air has to be taken out at high level with a grill every 50 square meters max.
That sounds like, well, quite the coordination challenge for the designers and architects.
Definitely. So, okay, once we have that clean, well-distributed air.
Yeah.
The standard pivots. It shifts focus to your immediate senses, what you see, what you hear.
Right. Theme two, sensory comfort. Let's talk light first. Natural light, IEQ 0.4 daylight.
Yeah, and there's a real balancing act required here. Mm-hmm. You get points based on how much of your usable area gets a good amount of natural light. They measure it either as a daylight factor, DF, needs to be at least 2%, or daylight illuminance, DI, which has to hit 250 lux minimal.
Okay.
And you can get 3 whole points if 80% of your workspace meets that target.
Right, so incentivizing lots of good daylight, but then almost the opposite, it limits electric light.
Exactly, that's IEQ 0.7, electric lighting levels. You get a point if the average artificial light is kept below 400 lux across 95% of the work plane.
No more than 400 lux.
Yeah, so think about that. They're pushing you to maximize windows, maximize daylight, while at the same time actively capping the artificial light. They're essentially trying to ban those really harsh, overly bright office lights we sometimes see.
Aiming for a more comfortable, natural feel?
Precisely. A more visually comfortable minimum.
Okay, and then there's sound. IEQ.12 internal noise levels. This looks demanding.
Oh, it is. It's a really high comfort target. Noise from the building services, the HVAC, the lights, anything humming away. It can't exceed 40 dBAE in general office areas.
40 dBAE, that's quiet. Like library quiet.
Quieter, potentially. For open plan offices over 50 square meters, it's slightly higher. 45 dBAE, but still very low. It means the building itself has to be engineered to be fundamentally quiet, eliminating that constant background hum.
So that needs serious thought right from the start in the HVAC design, the system selection.
Absolutely. Can't easily fix that later.
Okay, moving to our last theme, theme three, internal health and the actual materials used.
Right. This gets into the surfaces you touch, the air you breathe right next to materials. IEQ.13 is about volatile organic compounds. VOCs.
Ah, the off-gassing stuff.
Exactly. Paints, adhesives, sealants, carpets, flooring. Points are available if they meet really strict limits on either their total VOC content or their actual emissions rate.
What's the big challenge there? Finding the right products.
That's a huge part of it. Procurement. It forces the design and construction teams to check every single product specification, every can of paint, every tube of sealant. It becomes a supply chain issue, really, not just a design one.
Makes sense. And related to health, there's IEQ.17, tobacco smoke.
Yes, environmental tobacco smoke, ETS avoidance. It's straightforward. Smoking is completely banned inside the building. Period.
No designated smoking rooms inside, even if they have separate ventilation.
Nope. No provision allowed for separately exhausted smoking areas inside the building envelope at all.
Okay. So if we tie all these IEQ things together, what's the big picture goal?
Well, it's clearly about holistic occupant well-being, isn't it? It's not just one thing. These credits make sure people have a visual connection outside. That's IEQ 0.8. Views out. They push for high thermal comfort, IEQ 0.9, and they even tackle things like mold risk.
Mold risk.
Through humidity control.
Mm-hmm.
IEQ at Winthemann requires keeping the relative humidity in the space below 60%.
Right. So taken together, these standards demand this incredible precision in design. You're setting maximums for light, minimums for daylight, maximums for noise, down to 400 lux, 40 decibels.
It's optimizing the environment on a physiological level.
So here's a thought to leave you with. Yeah. What actually happens to how people work, to office culture itself, when the building is actively forcing these optimal conditions, this high level of calm, comfort, and focus? Something to think about until our next deep dive.